Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal and Tess, and we're learning Simon Dalet. So, Hodarina Mach Shini Mokum Sarach Levorach. So, we have to define what is the definition of a Mokum and what does it mean being Mishana Mokum. So, how much is your place and how much is considered, therefore, a different place? The Davka Shashini Mikarma Lecheder Acher, Fila Micheder Zed Lecheder Shekenegdoi, Omibayas Laliyah. This is referring to leaving the room, he says, or going from downstairs to upstairs, or going even across the hallway, so the room is right directly adjacent to it. Okay, but close can be bias the bayasach of the gamri, or shiyot to the rechayv ba'ir afilo the chotzer. The person left his house, he went to another house, he went out to the road, he went out to the courtyard. If the person moved to a new place in the same room. For example, Ochal Bazabizu, Baholak Lazabius Acheris. He started out eating in one corner, he moved to a different corner. I feel Hutrak and Galimo, it's a very large room. So a person goes to a chas in the hall, he starts out at one end of the hall, and he ends up eating the rest of his meal at the other end of the hall. So he's Mashana Makoma, he moved quite a distance. It doesn't make a difference because it's the same room. Since it's all one big room, it's all called the same makom where you ate. A person would move from one part of the room to the other. There's no issue. He does not need to make a new bracha. If and this is true even if a person did not intend to move originally. Now we're going to see the reason why the Chayyadim says this is because in a case of Michedra the Cheder, if he had intention originally, he's going to say in the next simon, that would allow him to maintain his bracha by moving from one room to the other. But within the same room, even though it's at quite a distance, there's no need to have kavana. That they have das, even without it, it's all one place, and therefore it's not considered shini makom. So the definition of where his makom is the room that he's eating. Within that room, there's no problem with him moving from one part of the room to the other. Moving to a new room is a new place. So if that was his plan originally, that's he's saying that I'm really not limiting myself to room number one. I'm planning to share myself over multiple rooms. So that's not considered Shini Malkum. He's extended his Malkum by having Das. From Bias to Bias, by definition, it's a new place. A person goes from one house to the other, even though he had intent, it's considered a new place. That's going to be the basic rules that we're going to see. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here that this halacha that you can go from one corner to the other without being considered a shini mokum, that's even though the two ends are not visible from one to the other, the room bends a little bit, or there's something in between, there's a column in between, and you cannot see your original mokum, it doesn't make a difference. That's number one. Number two, the Bir Locha has a longer richas where he talks about the idea that mecheder lecheder could be is much more acceptable than the Chayyadim is presenting. And furthermore, and the point that the Chayyadim says that we're going to see that if you have das, that allows you to go from room to room. Many poskim assume that nowadays, because the nature is for people to walk around from room to room while they're eating, the person will get up and will go to the bathroom within his house, he will go to the kitchen, he will go to check on the baby. So all of these things, he or she will go to check on the baby. So all of these things are not considered shini makom because they're under one roof, and there's just things which a person normally does. That's going to be the equivalent as if the person had das up front. That's what they're planning to do. Rav Ozer says it a little bit more strongly. He says that once upon a time, Bizman Chazal, the shamish took care of the needs. The people sat down, and they were very kavua in that makom. So over there, getting up, even going to a new room, is ma pitom. Why are you going to another room? This is where everybody's reclining over here. Everybody's seated over here. and there's a shamash, and you're getting up, it means it looks like you're leaving. So that's considered a shilim makom. But nowadays, which is very common to go from place to place, if we don't have a shamash, which sort of allows us to remain where we are, so it's not considered a shilim makom going from a room to a room. So we will see more about this, Bezalel Hashem, in the next few simanim. And meanwhile, have a good day.